Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A $2 trillion coronavirus economic relief package is halfway home as the U.S. Senate gave it unanimous approval late yesterday, and the U.S. House is expected to give it final approval tomorrow. A record 3.3 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week as the virus was starting to shut down much of the nation's economy. To put it in perspective, in recent years, the average number of first-time filers in a given week would hover around 200,000. The Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the economy's taking a hit, but it will be coming back.
I think many expect, and I would expect, the economic activity to resume and move back up in the second half of the year.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University says the number of Americans who've died of the virus now stands at 1,050. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The government just releasing a report on the U.S. economy's performance during last year's fourth quarter. It shows GDP grew at 2.1%. That matches the growth rate for the third quarter of last year. It's also the before part of what the economy looks like before and after the coronavirus pandemic and shutdowns began, as the first quarter of 2020 doesn't end till next week. America's second biggest city is preparing to stay locked down because of the virus for two more months. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says he doesn't anticipate opening for business anytime soon, so 12 million people could have to stay at home until at least May. Cleanup continues in northeast Mississippi, where a powerful tornado tore through the area Tuesday, causing a lot of damage but only minor injuries. The National Weather Service says most of the damage was located near the Alabama and Tennessee state lines. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Abortion providers now suing Texas government over a state policy that blocks abortions as part of the response to the coronavirus outbreak. Governor Greg Abbott issued the emergency order back on Sunday, and the next day, Attorney General Ken Paxton clarified that abortions are considered elective surgeries, and as a result, they had to be postponed. The lawsuit filed in federal court yesterday claims the state's order is unconstitutional. The ban on elective procedures is intended to free up hospital space and extend supplies of personal protective equipment for healthcare workers who are dealing with the pandemic. The Red Cross is now extending a deadline to file for emergency financial help after those deadly tornadoes tore through the Nashville, Tennessee area earlier this month. The Red Cross announcing that the deadline, which was originally supposed to be today, has been extended to April 1st. The organization's offering emergency financial assistance to people whose homes were destroyed or heavily damaged by those twisters. The clock is ticking on the Indy 500. No one knows when it's going to get the green flag, though. Managers at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and at Indy Car Racing have not said if they're going to move or cancel the race because of the virus. The great greatest spectacle in racing as it's known, is, of course, as usual, set for Memorial Day weekend. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that style? Everybody look what's growing now.
Hey, look, I don't blame you. I understand. We're all in this together, you know, dealing with the coronavirus and all the suggestions out there, a lot of theory running around, and you know, people saying they want to hear from doctors, but then not listening to the doctors. This is something obviously that is extremely serious, as the president laid out. We're on a war footing here, and when you're on a war footing, it's all hands on deck, everybody doing their part. And you see big businesses, that I say big businesses do big things, right? And they are coming alongside. The president hasn't had to exercise his commander-in-chief status to compel big businesses to do things. They're calling him up saying, hey, how about if we do this? And, you know, whether it's 3M or Ford or General Motors, I mean, they're pitching in, Boeing, doing everything they can, you know, to help out. But it comes down to the everyday citizen as well. They have a responsibility. I think Dr. Birx, in sharing a personal story, I mean, very vulnerable to talk about her grandmother who had gotten the flu at the turn of the century, that dangerous flu that hit everybody. And she was in school, and she brought it home to her mother, which, you know, her mother got infected by it, and she ended up passing. And so here, as a little girl, and throughout her life, and now, what is she, 88 years old or something, she's been carrying the burden and feeling the sense of responsibility that was her that brought the disease home from school. And can you imagine what this young girl, and now this older, you know, what's in her heart? And so you don't want to be that, you don't want to be in that situation, as unintended and as seemingly innocent as it might be. I mean, this is just way beyond tragic. Phil Kirpin is with us right now, and we've got lots to talk with him about. He's the president of the American Commitment. Phil, welcome. Always good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, all things considered, and we're doing okay. I think the country, as I was saying earlier, needs to take to heart this 15-day guideline that the president laid out and his task force has laid out. On combating this silent enemy that has come in with vengeance around the world. I mean, really, not to over-dramatize, but I think we could look at this as you know, kind of World War III here almost.
Well, part of what's so frightening, and I think the reason governments have reacted the way they have, is there's just a tremendous amount of uncertainty. We don't know if this is, you know, something like a full flu season compressed into a few weeks, or something like, you know, that 1918 epidemic that could kill millions. And I think that uncertainty of not knowing sort of the scope and scale of what we're actually up against is what's caused, such severe policy reactions, because people are so concerned about the worst case scenario. And, but the other side of that coin is, when you slam the brakes on the entire world economy, you cause an awful lot of hardship and damage and trauma. And we just saw over 3 million weekly jobless claims in the United States in the data today, which is, you know, by far the record, and it's, you know, it's tough. We're basically inducing a depression and deliberately because the of the assessment that there's the risk of mass death if we don't.
Right. Well, and as you say,
so
it's all
uncertainty. Yeah, we don't know.
Right.
There's so much uncertainty, Bill. We don't know. I mean, it could be that the extreme measures we're taking save, you know, 10,000 lives. It could be they save millions of lives. It seems to me more likely they save on the order of 10 or 20,000 lives. You know, is that worth it for the trillions of dollars of economic activity we're going to lose? That's pretty tough. You know, that's a you know, that's one for the philosophers. I mean, I don't know how you answer a question like that. All I can say is we've got to get back to work as soon as we safely can and try to get the economy back on track as fast as we can, you know, consistent with protecting public health. And I think the way we do that is we need to get these serological tests, the tests that check if you have the antibodies in your blood, because we need to identify people who've actually had the infection and are therefore now immune so they can get back to business and get the country running. And we don't have those tests yet, but that's got to be a priority.
Well, and that seems to be. I mean, we've really, I mean, the CDC has responded after, you know, some errors early on. But we have been in a fight for time from day one. And, you know, thank God some early measures on one hand were taken, you know, stopping all flights coming in from China. The president, you know, saw very clearly that that was a problem. And of course, politically, he took a hit for it. And then now, even Dr. Fauci said that was a smart move and that probably saved, you know, thousands of lives. But like anything here, as we're dealing with this, we'll know more on the other side of it. But we've got to, you know, do the prudent things that we're doing, you know, the social distancing, the hand washing, all these things. And if you are, you know, like, you know, we're finding out a lot of people from New York, which is the hot spot now, the epicenter of the country, they have left, you know, they've left the city and they've gone on to, in a sense, involuntarily and maybe unbeknownst, have caused some communal spread. I mean, they're coming down to Florida here in droves and to get out of the city. Well, thank you very much. Now you've tainted the, you know, the Floridians. So is that going to be the next hot spot? And this thing's just been jumping around, and they've been trying, you know, from day one. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and the CDC have said we needed to be sensitive to, you know, the communal spread effect. But I agree with you, Phil. We've got to get a handle on this in such a way so that we can count the cost to say, okay, you know, the president has, you know, projected that hopefully by, you know, by Easter we could be back to work. And I think that's a reasonable goal from where I sit with the, you know, the data that I'm aware of right now. And to your point, you you measure the risk, and hopefully what you do is that we have responsible citizens who, if they are sick, even though things may be lifted, particularly in some areas, as the president cited, you know, there's some areas that are not not as vulnerable, and they could probably go back to work right now. But for the sake of precaution, you know, we're shutting it down until at least till Easter. But it still is going to come down to the everyday American to make the right choice. If they're sick, you stay home, you self-quarantine. If you came from an area that was a hot spot, you've got to self-quarantine. It is your responsibility. Otherwise, you're going to experience, as I said right before you came on, in relating the story that was very vulnerable for Dr. Birx to share about her grandmother and what she carried with her, you know, for years. And, you know, thinking, gosh, you know, as a little girl, you know, I'm the one, was the grandmother or her mother that that had, you know, brought the flu home from school and was the contributory cause for the death of her mother at the time.
Yeah, well, this is not like that flu. This is much more survivable, and we have much, much more advanced medical systems, and we're going to keep learning as this goes on, and the treatments are going to improve, and for that reason, we're only going to do better in terms of treating the people who get the most severe cases. And so I think that the reason it's so important to keep washing your hands and not shake people's hands and stay, you know, 3 to 6 feet apart from people so that you're not going to sneeze or cough on anyone, the reason all of that is so important is it slows it down so that the medical
right.
system doesn't get overwhelmed and our doctors have the time with each patient to do their work and to
yes.
save people.
Well, our medical infrastructure definitely is being stressed and projected to be stressed even more. We've got Phil Kirpin with us, the president of the American Commitment, and we've got lots more to talk with him about. So stay with us. It's coming about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff, thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. God bless you for hanging in there. Man, this is tough. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, as the president stated, we're on a war footing. And war is serious. And, you know, the tough thing is that this is a bit of an invisible enemy. I think that, Phil Kirpin, I think what this says, you know, for all the globalists, you know, globalists beware. If our borders are down and we have to trust, you know, communists and people that really aren't concerned about the greater good of the world's population, you know, this is the order of the day.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and the thing is right now they're skirting absolutely without impunity. And I'm still waiting. Of course, it's not going to happen right away. There's been some suggestion that all these world bodies are going to send a healthy bill to the Chinese for being so irresponsible, because they're culpable on this, you know, and I think this is why they're working hard to deflect. And sadly, the mainstream media and people within our own country are suggesting the United States is somehow responsible for the coronavirus.
Oh, it's insane, the propaganda that's coming out of China, and they're claiming that the U.S. Army infiltrated Wuhan, China, and released the virus to you know, as an attempt warfare. I mean, they're saying all these incredibly outlandish, ridiculous things, and and they're also trying to portray themselves as the savior of the world, and they're sending aid, and they're sending tests, and most of their tests don't work. I mean, they sent tests to Czech Republic, 80% of them were unusable.
Unbelievable.
So I don't know. I mean, yeah. And by the way, I don't know if you saw this today, but the Chinese are moving very aggressively in the Spratly Islands in the South China Seas, and so they may be using the panic of the disease that they unleashed on the world for military aggression.
Exactly. Well, why be surprised? I mean, just like the Democrats, they're not going to let a good crisis go to waste. Why should the Chinese? You know, while everybody is fighting for their very survival, you know, the rest of the world is vulnerable, and they can, you know, they can move. And who's going to hold them back? I mean, this has just been the common strategy of other despots and, you know, past kings and, you know, czars and that to do this kind of thing. So, but this is extreme. I mean, what they have done. And, you know, the other thing is you know them by their fruit. America said right away, hey, we'll send the CDC. We'll send help to help you get around. Oh, no. They didn't want anything. So that in itself raises a lot of suspicion that they did not want to be transparent and vulnerable to their, you know, to their situation and what they had created. Even the doctor, the 34-year-old doctor that was, it was the first one to say, look, we got serious problems. And they put it out there. Well, within weeks, he ends up getting infected by the disease, and he's gone, along with three other doctors that, you know, were participating in, you know, attempting to let the world know that this thing was out of hand.
Correct. And not to mention, Bill, that the same time they were telling the world it's contained, it's not going to get it out, we have the whole thing under control, they stopped exporting the protective equipment, the masks and so forth, and they started importing, buying up all the rest of the world. I mean, that's why we're facing so many of these shortages, is that they massively stockpiled all this stuff while they were basically telling us we didn't need it.
I mean, you know, could we not see this? You know, I mean, these are all signals. How did we miss that? How did the military strategists and those that are, you know, paid to keep an eye on this, that they weren't seeing that China was suddenly buying up this, or did Donald Trump have an idea that this was going on, and this is why he shut down transportation from, you know, airlines coming in from China to the United States?
Well, I do think we had some intelligence that they were lying and that things were much worse there than they were saying. And I think that was a big part of why he put that travel ban on when he did. And, of course, you know, we would be in a much worse situation right now if that hadn't happened.
Oh, without a doubt.
A lot more undetected spread before we took any countermeasures. And we, instead of dealing with the one hot spot in New York, we'd have probably several places that were in that stage of it at the same time. And it's not to say we're not going to have several places that reach that stage, but it's pretty important that they not all happen at the exact same time, because you've only got so many resources and things can be moved from place to place. And even personnel, I mean, these doctors from New York are going to be so exhausted, but I'm sure some of them are going to go to the next hot spot anyway.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, they even opened up, you know, I mean, they've got these doctors that were months away from, you know, graduating. They say, you're graduated now. you're now AMD. And come to the front line.
I saw that NYU did that. We'll see how helpful that actually is, you know, because training up the new intern at the beginning is probably, you know, pretty tough on the experienced doctors, and to do that at the same time.
Oh, it's got
to
be tough.
But it's an all-hands-on-deck situation. The other thing they did is they waived qualifications for foreign-trained doctors as well. So if they're foreign-trained doctors in New York, they're going to be able to help as well, even if they're not certified in the U.S. That's something you normally probably wouldn't want to do, but again, it's all hands on deck.
And exactly.
You can help if they want them to.
It's risk-reward, and that's going to be the order of the day, and this is what the president's looking at. You know, how much are we willing to risk and lose the reward of people staying at home and not going to work? One of the things we were going to talk about, but it looks like it's resolved, and that was the potential government takeover of lending. Boy, this could we've traveled that road before, but thank God that's not going to happen, right?
Well, it's not going to happen in this bill, and there was an effort from the Liberals to put it in this bill, but it didn't get in. I'm sure they'll keep trying to move it as its own separate thing. But this is the idea of capping all of the loans in the private sector on sort of an all-in basis, annualized basis. Bernie Sanders wants to do it at a 15% annual rate, which prices millions and millions of people out of credit cards. Maxine Waters says 36%, really more like 26 because she puts all the fees into the rate. That probably doesn't eliminate all credit cards, although some subprime credit cards are affected, but it definitely closes all of your payday lenders and installment loans and appliance purchase loans and other short-term loans, because you can't price a short-term loan on an annualized basis or you'll never be able to cover any of your cost of doing business. And, you know, when the Democrats propose these ideas, and you say to them, well, you know, there won't be any more lending in the private sector if we do that, they say, that's fine. We'll just have government take it over through the
Yes,
government.
Exactly. That's their answer.
Lending,
yeah.
And,
always.
And
well, it'll be the government or Maxine's husband. You know, right?
Well, but we know who ends up paying for all the bad loans if they're made from government, taxpayers, because they
exactly.
pay it all.
Well, yeah.
So
yeah.
I think this is definitely an issue to continue to watch, and it was definitely something that all the liberal groups, there was a letter with like 30 liberal groups that were trying to get this into the coronavirus bill. They failed to do that, but they're going to keep pushing this. And, of course, you know, Bernie has it on his platform page, and Biden's been copying pretty much everything Bernie's for.
Exactly.
Well, it ends up coming out for that one, too.
Let's talk about the unemployment situation, because the number that we're looking at, four senators came together and said, wait a minute, we need to address this. This is out of hand. It looks like we're going to reward people to stay at home as opposed to encourage them to go to work, right?
Yeah, I think the way they wrote this unemployment provision is going to be a huge, huge problem for getting the economy moving again. I get that in the near term, we do want people to stay home and incentivize that from a public health standpoint. At least that's been the decision that most governors have made. But this bill, for 4 months of unemployment, which I hope is well beyond when we have the disease contained, I hope it doesn't take 4 months, but for 4 months of unemployment under this bill, people get their state standard benefit plus another $600 that's fully federally funded. The state standard benefit varies by state. It's typically about $300 to $400. Some states it's $500 or $600. I think the lowest is $275 or $300, but if you're paying someone around $1,000 a week not to work, an awful lot of people aren't going to go back to work until that whole 4 months is used up, because they would
exactly.
make less money going back
right.
to work. So it's really going to make it hard to get the economy moving again the way they wrote this. And Republicans thought it was a mistake, and Democrats said, no, we did that on purpose. We're not changing it. And so it's in the bill that way.
Well, it's like one of those other we'll see kind of things, and but it's on the surface. We find ourselves once again rewarding the exact opposite of the behavior that is needed, because when the doors are open, then it should be, Katie, bar the door, let's get back to work and get back to making America great again. Phil Kirpin, the president of American Commitment, here on Phil Martinez Live. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A $2 trillion coronavirus economic relief package is halfway home as the U.S. Senate gave it unanimous approval late yesterday, and the U.S. House is expected to give it final approval tomorrow. A record 3.3 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week as the virus was starting to shut down much of the nation's economy. To put it in perspective, in recent years, the average number of first-time filers in a given week would hover around 200,000. The Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the economy's taking a hit, but it will be coming back.
I think many expect, and I would expect, economic activity to resume and move back up in the second half of the year.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University says the number of Americans who've died of the virus now stands at 1,050. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, when you go to Bill Martinez Live, one of the banners on the side of our website, you will see a promotional piece for Logos 8. I have been involved with the use of the software program that is produced by Faith Live for many years. It was while I was going to Bible college, I was looking for a program. I said, I got to find a program here that would be an excellent study program for me. And I'll never forget this young man had recommended. He says, are you aware of what Faith Life has been producing? And I said, no, I'm not. And he walked me through, and I just said, whoa, this is powerful. And I would say for anybody who is serious or wants to be serious about the study of the Word of God, I highly recommend it. Now, I'm saying this, and it may sound like a bit of a promotion, but I highly recommend it personally, I would tell you. You need to not pass go, collect $200. If you're serious about studying the Word of God, the courses of study, the research, the thousands upon thousands of books to help you in your study of the Word of God is just so powerful, and I highly, highly endorse the Logos software program, which is Logos 8, and you can click on our website there, and they'll take you right there and take real good care of you.
Bob Pritchett is with us. Bob is the president of Faith Life, and they are a church technology company behind the Logos Bible software that I was referring to. And they are providing a plethora of its premium online resources and packages at little or no cost for the next 60 days to encourage community connectedness and spiritual growth at the individual, family, school, and church levels. Bob, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you to Faith Life for all the great work you've been doing and become known for, but to offer this at a time when it's needed, when people are home and, you know, trying to figure out, okay, what do I do with my time? I mean, you know, one of our earlier guests, the professor out of Kentucky, Dr. Wilfred Riley, says that, yeah, I mean, he's been reading up. I mean, you know, people are finding themselves, you know, looking at, you know, technology and that sort of thing and reading up because they've got some time on their hands. And why not put it to the best use possible?
Absolutely. We're finding that, you know, whether people are working from home or can't work at the moment, you know, even that time saved from commutes is extra time for reading. And people are looking for things to do with their kids as well, right?
Right.
And
exactly.
Having faith-friendly video content that you can show your kids instead of just sitting them in front of YouTube or Netflix all day is mm-hmm. real value.
Yeah, this is more than just, and I say just, I mean, it's more than the Bible, as you say. There's a ton of resources, whether, you know, it's for the individual, you know, family, church levels. And you know, I'm especially, for me, I'm especially sensitive, Bob, about, you know, what's happening in the churches today. Because I was very sad last week. I went by my church and the doors were closed. They've never been closed. And they're closed, you know, and it just was such a heartbreak because I, you know, part of me struggles with, you know, Jesus's, you know, command and his ordination of the church that, he had, established and made it clear that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. I guess maybe Jesus forgot about coronavirus, maybe.
Well, you know, that is one of the things that's unusual here. And, you know, other crises like 9/11 or recessions, you know, people have been able to come together at the church in person and, you know, support and encourage each other and be lifted up. And this is unusual, right? It's probably not since the Spanish flu that the churches haven't been able to meet in person. But today we've got the ability to connect digitally, and that's one of the things we're doing is putting out tools to help churches, you know, move to online giving so that they can continue to meet their budget and cover their expenses, not worry about losing their facility or something like that, and tools for digital community so that the pastor can be engaged with a congregation, keep people involved in Bible study. We build a video chat feature right into our Faith Life messaging system so that people can even we have people leading Bible studies over video with
wow.
you know people
cool.
who've never done video chatting before.
Mm, that's awesome because you know just like at 9/11. I thought 9/11 was a lost opportunity for God's church because a lot of people after 9/11 went to the church and the church didn't know how to respond to it. But I'm encouraged by what Faith Life and other online distributors are doing here is because they are answering. They are, you know, connecting with people that are looking for answers right now. Like, you know, what is going on? Are we being judged? Should I be worried? You know, beyond the immediate threat of coronavirus, what about the spiritual consequences?
Right. And I think that I'm impressed at how the church is stepping up to that. Churches have been very quick to adapt to delivering services digitally, to streaming pastor sermons. You know, a church in our area just did a drive-in church with their, you know, standing on the roof of the church building and people are in their cars with
right.
FM radios. People are really stepping up to find ways to stay connected.
Yeah, when I heard of the drive-in church, it brought back memories. I'm a Southern California boy. I was born and raised there. So I watched, you know, one of the original drive-in churches, which was Robert Schuller in the Crystal Cathedral. So I had to smile a bit because it was memories of an era gone by.
Right.
So it's cool that and because of these additional resources that are available, I think the church of tomorrow could be very well a lot different than what it is today, just relying so much on, you know, the brick and mortar and being able to utilize this resource because, you know, some people, even though the Bible's clear, do not forsake the gathering of one another. I mean, God brought us together for relationship with each other and with Him. But maybe this is a start. This is a start for some people who wouldn't necessarily come to a church, but yet would do something online.
And I think that that is one of the positive things. So, you know, the ability to check out a church digitally right now, not just the large churches, but even the small local churches, they're broadcasting on different streaming platforms. People can go check out a church they might have been uncomfortable to visit in person or nervous about. They can kind of see what it looks like through that streaming service. And I'm excited because we're going to see people learning how to build community through these digital tools that they're engaged with all week, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get together on Sunday or Wednesday night and meet in person, but now the digital tools give you a way to stay connected and stay engaged all through the week, and I think that some of that's going to last through this crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When we come back together, people who learned how to connect and follow and share with each other online will be able to continue to use that. And maybe one of the benefits that comes out of this is changing some people's experience of church from a once-a-week thing to an everyday thing with digital engagement as well.
Exactly. And what you have been doing to come alongside, the churches with Faith Life live stream, tell our audience about that.
Well, we've put together a platform that helps the church with very simple technology. You're just using a laptop and even a web camera to be able to broadcast the service live, put it into a widget on their website. It broadcasts to Rokus and Apple TVs and Amazon Fire TVs through our Faith Life TV platform. So you don't just have to huddle over a laptop to watch the church service. You could actually just, turn on the flat screen in your living room with your family and watch the service streaming over Faith Life TV. And we put up a whole resource page at faithlife.com/coronavirus. which has resources for churches. We're giving away tools to seminaries to finish the semester. You know, for seminary students who can't meet on campus, there's video curriculum and tools, and then tools for families. Subscription to Faith Life Connect for 2 months for free so that people can get Faith Life TV with videos for their kids,
right.
Bible education, and the Bible software.
Yeah, you've got the parent schooling at home dynamic, which I think you're referring to a bit here. Help our parents understand that. We got about a minute left.
Well, we just have Bible study resources that you can use on a mobile phone or on the web or on your laptop, as well as video curriculum and video courses, kind of documentaries and Bible education, stuff for every age level, from Bible Agent 7, which is a cartoon with Bible education for young kids, all the way up through seminary-level education, and that's all available through that Faith Life TV platform, which you get as part of Faith Life Connect, which we're giving away for the next couple months during the crisis.
Wow. Thank you so much for your generosity and for all that Faith Life does, Bob Pritchett. And thank you for coming on the show. We may end up having, we're going into the fourth Sunday of Lent, and this could very well be the best Easter that America has ever had, or the world for that matter. We can only hope and pray, right?
Yeah,
you got
absolutely.
It. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Take care.
Sponsored by Hyundai. April is National Car Care Month. It reminds consumers that regular maintenance can improve the performance of their vehicle and save money. Hyundai is making this much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new 2020 model year Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal intervals for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's Best Warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
The program is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com. Again, that's HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, we hear the music. I'm not sure if we're going to hear the guy or not. He is stuck in Hollywood, which is tightening up here. We'll tell you more. We're talking about the movie guy, Steve Evans. He wrote me earlier in the week. He goes, Bill, I'm not sure what we can talk about. Well, we can talk about all the streaming, certainly with the movie houses shut down. And, it's tough enough as it is when we are, abiding by the president's call, the 15 days to slow down the movement and the attack of the coronavirus. And a lot of times if we had time off, we'd find ourselves in the theater. But, that industry, you talk about an industry taking a beating, it definitely is. But they're moving to streaming, and, it's going to be curious to see how this plays out. It kind of like what we were talking about, talking with Bob Pritchard about with Faith Live, is that how this could alter some behaviors going forward as a result of the coronavirus. I mentioned last week, Dr. Tony Evans, actually earlier in the week, had done a presentation. I think it was outstanding, and you should try and see it if you can look it up there. And it's his most recent presentation because people from a spiritual standpoint have said, what's going on here? Are we being judged? Whether or not we're being judged, I always say with things like this, if you, in your heart, think we're being judged, then go with what your heart is telling you and evaluate if in fact it is judgment or a warning here. How should we be responding? And that's something, I would say that you need to consider. But Dr. Tony Evans had put it in a position of that what he felt that God was doing was a shaking. And I like this analogy and his metaphors that he used, said that, if you're at the world level, it's kind of like if you're in the middle of an earthquake, and speaking of which, Steve Evans is going to join us right now, and he's been in the middle of an earthquake in Southern California, as I've been, and when you're at the ground floor level, you feel that movement.
But if you're in an airplane 30,000 feet away, you know, an earthquake comes, it goes, you don't know. But when you land, you see the devastation, you go, oh, wow. And Tony Evans' perspective on this was that, you know, God was shaking things up, and that if you are grounded and holding on to the things of the world, then you might feel the ramifications of said shaking a little bit more dramatically, as opposed to holding on to the things of a higher level, a spiritual level. But Steve-O, I'm glad you came on. I was mentioning to the audience, of course, these movie houses, and you feel for them. I mean, boy, you got lives, you got employees who count on working in the movie theaters, and they're out, and thank God it looks like we may have a deal here. We certainly have one with the Senate they've agreed on. The House, you know, said that everything should be immediate, but somehow, you know, they take some time off and they're not going to deal with this until tomorrow, as if the American people somehow can put off eating, I guess, another day.
Well, I think they're putting together the mechanics of distributing the money. I would hope they're doing that behind the scenes. I think when the House gets back, it will be a yes vote, and away they'll go. So hopefully when they do get the nod, they will be ready to go and get this money out as soon as possible.
But yeah, people have been hurting for a long time, Steve-O.
Right.
I mean, and this is the thing, you know, and I mentioned to Senator Scott a couple of weeks ago, I said there has to be the utmost of urgency on this deal because, you know, people still have to eat. And you know, with unemployment insurance that they pay into, oh, by the way, you know, why do they have to wait for 6 weeks to get their money? I mean,
I think it's just a matter of logistics and figuring out how quickly this can be done. So,
well,
we'll move along quickly.
Yeah, I think that, you know, from a political standpoint, the politicians understand America's watching. And it has to move quickly because everyday Americans have been suffering, you know, for a long time. I mean, you know, it's amazing, you know, Steve, you know, we started out, you know, Happy New Year, everything's rolling along, economy's humming, things are going great, record numbers happening. And in a matter of days, you know, our economy's turned on its head.
I know, it's striking how quickly things have changed. And we are now in a brand new world. I mean,
right.
I think
we really are.
Seen anything quite like this. And it is changing how we live. Of course, I'm sequestered here. I'm, you know, self-isolating and sheltering in place and all the things I should be doing here in California. Mm-hmm. And it is a different way to live. I mean, we try to stay home as much as possible, and we're watching a lot of TV, watching a lot of these movies on television, and it really has, you know, speaking of the economics of this whole thing, mm-hmm. I'm wondering how this will translate into box office earnings for some of these movies. Let's take a movie, you know, that new Ben Affleck movie, you know,
mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, which came out, and you know, it did okay at the box office. I think while it was in the theaters, it made something like $16 million. It's called The Way Back. Good reviews, 83%. But then that would go to streaming and kind of go on its way. But now you have this huge captive audience.
Yes, exactly.
At home and looking for something, and you know, these movies roughly are costing like $19.99. Mm-hmm. Which is in line with what you'd pay if you went out to the theater and saw them. But a lot of that money is coming in, and it is, like I say, a very captive audience. So it could be that these movies are going to end up doing better than they would have if it had been the traditional distribution model.
Well, that's their opportunity, and it goes to the old axiom, if you got the goods, it'll sell.
Yeah,
and
they have a way to get it too.
But yeah, and now you have an opportunity to get, you have a captive audience. It could have ramifications beyond just the monetary. It might have ramifications in terms of you know these movie houses and production companies understanding really what America likes, right? Because there's nothing like a true test. I mean, they've been getting it, and you know, every week anyway on the big screen. But if you have a captive audience like this and you can't sell your goods, then maybe you need to reevaluate what your goods are, right?
True.
Just saying.
What are you watching at home anyway? What have you checked out lately?
Well, movie wise, let me think here. If there's been, you know, I've been
Call of the Wild. I looked up Call of the Wild.
Okay.
You ask about that every
yes,
week.
Yes.
And it is available for pre-order now on Amazon, but I can't find a release date. I'm not sure when they're going to send that out the door. You have a lot of movies though that have just been released in the theaters a couple of weeks ago, all coming to these streaming services.
And they need to move lickety-split. But, you know, to your point, in terms of movies, I've seen a couple of primetime movies. Of course, I have to watch because, you know, I'm a political geek. I'm a news geek because this is what we talk about. And, you know, and I'm reading a lot of books because we have a lot of authors and great stories. You know, we just interviewed a Medal of Honor recipient. Oh, my gosh, Steve-O, this guy's story, Gary Biker. I mean, after coming out of Vietnam and, you know, welcomed the way they welcomed Vietnam vets, not very nice. Yeah. In that era, he finds himself, he escapes to a cave. He was living in a cave. And a cave, yeah. He had a post office box, and he would go and check the mail once in a while, and he's got long hair, and you can imagine, you know, anybody living in a cave, what it was like. Goes to the post office box and gets a notice, you know, from the Department of Defense. You're invited to come to the White House. President Nixon is going to award you with the Medal of Honor. In his story, what he went through, I mean, he was a medic, a Green Beret medic. This guy was shot up so bad, Steve-O, that he had
to be in there somewhere.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he was shot up so bad that he had a couple of soldiers dragging him. He couldn't even walk, but he would have the soldiers drag him to the other injured, military men that were, you know, they were shot up. And there he is. He needs to be patched up, but he's patching others up and having these soldiers drag him around to the other soldiers who are injured.
I imagine that will be a movie.
Oh, without a doubt.
Sounds like an incredible story.
But, you know, you get things like this and,
discovering things during this time.
Exactly. But, yeah. You know, and regarding streaming, I think this is also going to be an evolution for streaming as well because,
right.
You know, it operated at a certain level, but now it's like, whoa, hey, guys, you know.
The only game in town now.
Hey, let's rock and roll this puppy. What else can we do? And how do we take it to the next level? Because the consumer being what the consumer is, it's, what have you done for me lately, right?
Right. Speaking of that, we discovered a movie. It was on Amazon Prime. It's one that comes with the package called Death at a Funeral from 2007. Now, I saw that movie years ago, but we happened upon it. Now, there was another Death at a Funeral that came out, the American version in 2010, not quite as funny. Check out the 2007 version. It was absolutely hysterical. I haven't laughed that hard in ages. So you do discover these movies as you go along. You haven't seen in quite a while.
Yeah, and there's really, and they are, and I tell you, I am so bad at this because from a standpoint of some really make a definitive impression, I can remember the name, but I don't, you know, sadly, I don't remember the names. It was like, okay, I just need a moment of amusement. I don't need to engage my brain. I just want to be entertained. And there are some good gems there outside of the movie, you know, the regular shows. Like, I got to tell you, Bob Hart's Abishola, you know, is my favorite hit of the season, you know, as far as the TV series is concerned.
Yeah.
I still love, even with some of the character changes and Last Man Standing. You know, Tim Allen is wonderful. And then, you know, I'm an old movies guy, so, you know, give me the MASH marathon every once in a while, just for fun.
Yeah, Sundance Channel has that on occasionally.
Exactly. Right. So it's all good. So, Steve-O, I know for California they're projecting it's going to be a bit longer yet between New York and California. They're going to be huddled down for a while.
April, I think.
Yeah, for some of us, they're talking, maybe by Easter we can start getting some people back to work. And I think that's going to be a healthy thing because, as you can sense, I mean, sticking around in the house, after a while you start getting claustrophobic and it's not a lot of fun.
Right.
So hang in there, ladies and gentlemen.
You're by TV, so and a lot to watch.
With all the technology, like say your TV or your iPhone and your other Android devices and everything like that. Hey, for a time such as this, we're grateful for technology, without a doubt. He is the movie guy and will always be the movie guy, coronavirus or no. Steve Evans. Thank you, Steve.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you have